Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Happy and Whole in Him is a 5-minute radio devotional given to remind us of the basic truths of the Christian faith. It's to press pause for 5 minutes to take in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ coming to save mankind. And why did the Father send the Son to save us? You ever wonder, as David did, what is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. Psalm 8:4. Are you and I that special? Yes, we are, my friend. The Bible affirms this in the opening chapter, Genesis 1, that we are of particular interest to God. Man is seen as the finale, the pinnacle, the most important of all God's creations, as God has a special conversation about man. God says in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So Joel, what does it mean that we're made in God's image, in his likeness? Well, perhaps you have a child. You ever notice that your son or daughter resembles you in certain ways? Adam is called the Son of God, Luke 3:38. He was the image and glory of God, 1 Corinthians 11:7. Mankind, you and I were made to reflect the glory of our Heavenly Father. And in the same way, our children will imitate us in many ways. Adam and Eve were to imitate God. Genesis 1:28 says, "God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Man was blessed with the ability to procreate because the God whose image we bear is the great creator. He creates. We were called to rule over the earth because the God whose image we bear is the supreme ruler. He rules the cosmos. And in Genesis 2, the focus on man's role is sharpened, as in verse 15, we read, "Mankind was placed in the garden to work it and keep it." The working aspect has to do with the tending, the cultivating and nurturing side, while the keeping aspect has to do with guarding, preserving, and watching. This keeping word is used, actually, the priests later on, of their guarding of the holy place. In other words, men were made to protect God's holy sanctuary, to keep out evil. As an aside, we hear a lot in the Bible about not making images of God and setting them up in the temple. It's not that God was against having images of himself in his temple. We were supposed to be the image of God in his holy place. And we read in Genesis 3 that Adam and Eve not only allowed the evil serpent to speak against God, they obeyed him. They turned against God and they rebelled, and they were no longer holy at that point. And the image was cast out of the garden, out of God's sanctuary. That, my friends, is the bad news. You and I are broken images that do not reflect the image of our God. Does that mean we've lost the image of God entirely? No. The Bible says men remain in God's image, Genesis 9:6, James 3:9. But the image has been lost in some sense. You and I are broken, my friend. Are you ready for the good news? Philippians 2:7 tells us that the eternal Son of God, Jesus, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Try to wrap your mind around that. Adam was made in the image of Jesus. Now Jesus takes on the image of the image made like him. Do you see our God's humility? And Jesus did all that Adam failed to be. The good news for us is that Jesus was obedient to death on a cross. He took the curse we deserved and was raised up as the start of a new creation, so all who would believe and turn to him might become new creations in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Have you turned to Jesus? Well, then be who you are in Jesus and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness, Ephesians 4:24. And put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator, Colossians 3:10. And tune in tomorrow for some more knowledge, for 5 more minutes of the basic truths of our faith. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.